Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Filling in today for Marty Grunder is me, the Grow Group's content and event manager, Emily Lindley.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. I am Emily Lindley, events and content manager at The Grow Group, with an episode for you today about facilities and tour facilities that I've seen. So I've been with The Grow Group since 2018, which would mean I've been there about, it was May of 2018, so about 7.5 years now. And in that time, I've seen a lot of facilities, both ones that we've toured for our Grow annual conference, ones that we've toured as part of the field trip that we do with NALP, and then a handful of ACE facilities as well, and other ones that I've seen just because we've been in town different places. I've seen a lot of facilities in that time. I've seen fancy offices. I've seen ones that are more bare bones. And the one thing that they all have in common is all the companies are successful, right? They're successful in their own way. And I think in a facility, you see a lot of, you can see the branding come to life in some cases. So in situations like Hidden Creek in Columbus, Ohio, which is who hosted our Grow tour in 2025, this past February, their brand is so strong and the look and feel of that brand is something that they really wanted to carry through. And you can see it in their building and in the way that they've laid out their showroom that they do bring clients to for presentations of design so that they can see some of the materials, et cetera. I've also seen pretty bare bones ones where the focus is really on operations and efficiency. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong way to do it. It's just about knowing who you are, knowing who your business is, and then making a decision and sticking to it from there. So I'm excited because I just got back from a site visit in Dallas, Texas, which is where Grow 2026 will be held in February. We were able to go and see Complete Land Sculpture, our tour hosts. Complete Land Sculpture is run by co-owners Gene Freeman and Chris Strumpeck, who I've known since I started at the Grow Group, maybe even a little bit before, truthfully. I don't know exactly when I met Gene, but it's been a while now at this point. This is the first time that I've actually gotten to see their facility. The rest of my team had seen it already and had started on the planning process, but this was the first time I was able to make it in person. So I was excited to see it and just kind of see exactly how they make their spaces work for them and how their spaces fit them and fit the company and the approach that they take to their business. I think the commonality and what I really saw that I think is so great out of Complete Land Sculpture while we were on site was just that they make their space work for them. So they initially moved into that facility. They built it in 2008. When they were doing $8 million in revenue. They did $24.6 million in revenue in 2024. That's all out of the same facility. So they built this space with foresight into where they wanted to take the business, what they were hoping to build that business into, and thinking through exactly what would be needed when they got to those steps. So thinking through that, but also knowing that you can't predict everything. So there has to be some flexibility and some changes that were made along the way to make that happen. But they haven't had to add whole new buildings, but they have changed the layout, renovated, moved some things around to accommodate new team members as the business has grown. Obviously, it takes more team members to run a business at $24.6 million than it does at $8 million. So a lot has changed in that time. There's been a lot of growth, but I really do think it's impressive that they've been able to stay at that facility through that whole time. And I've seen that from other companies as well. You know, Grunder Landscaping's been at their facility for 30 plus years now at this point. They've been in the same location on Byers Road that many of you I know have come to see as part of our GLC field trips. But again, they've made that space work for them. They've had to add on over the years. They've added a couple new offices. They've demolished walls to make bigger workstations, et cetera. You change your building to make it work for you at each stage of growth. We've also seen that from the Hidden Creek team. They built that facility when they were a much smaller company doing much less revenue in the Columbus market, but they had a vision for what they wanted the company to be, and they designed their building around that vision and around making it happen. Something that the Hidden Creek team and the Complete Land Sculpture team have in common is this idea of like a design showroom, They both have a space within their buildings where they can bring clients so clients can see some sample materials, some pictures of other jobs that they've done. And they really do put an emphasis on clients coming to them to see those things and to see that final presentation. It's a different way of business, I think, than a lot of companies operate under. A lot of companies bring the designs to the clients because that's more convenient for the clients. But as Gene pointed out, as we were walking around the facility with him, you know, it can be kind of hard to show them exactly what they're getting and have all the options and have that conversation. When you're on site or to have to bring them to a past client's property to come tour it and see your work, it can also be just intrusive for your past client. Instead, what they've done at Complete is they have all the hallways are lined with photos of their past jobs. So there's plenty of photos that you can walk around and look at if you're in their offices, in their facilities. They have an outdoor area that has a few different paver options so that you can kind of see different ones as they are on the ground and how they're laid out. They have stamped concrete options and things like that around the facility that they can show people. And then they have a showroom on their facility where they have different pool materials, gravel options, etc., in jars and in various containers so that clients and prospective clients can come in and see the materials for themselves and make really educated guesses and educated decisions on what they want for their final product while they're sitting right there without the salesperson having to, you know, show up with a trunk full of samples, et cetera, or show up with a few samples and then the client hates all of them and now you have to come back for another meeting too. So they're eliminating some pain points with those spaces on site. And I know the Hidden Creek team, you know, treats it similarly. They have options for lighting and things like that all in their office space so that they can demo it and show people what it would look like. And I think it's an interesting way of doing business. And again, it's about designing your building and thinking through your building and how it's going to work for you. If that's the way that you want your business to work, you need that space. If it's not how you want your business to work, you can use that space for other things. It's really interesting to me to see the different ways that companies make their facilities work for them and think through how they're going to use their space. Some companies do it differently than others, and I don't think that there's a right way or a wrong way to do it, but seeing multiple different options, seeing multiple companies can give you ideas on ways maybe you weren't thinking of that you might want to use your facility that might make your lives easier, might make your team's lives easier, or might make your clients' lives easier too. So I think there's three lenses I would put on as you're touring facilities that I think can help you a lot. Moving on to how this space has evolved over the years. So obviously that was my first time on site with them. Vince and Marty were there when they hosted Grow there 10 years ago. So they've been there and they're now coming back. So they'd be able to speak to maybe what's changed in the last decade since we toured, and the 200 or so people who joined for that event would probably also recognize some changes around the facility. But one thing that they called out as we were walking around, there was a lofted space in their office that was being used just as storage. It had gotten a little bit out of hand, I think, maybe a little disorganized. And they weren't sure that they really needed all that storage anymore, but they did need more office space. So what they did was took some time, cleaned out the storage space, got rid of some things, purged some things, moved some things around in the facility. And then they were able to finish out that space and make it into workspaces that are now two like open air cubicle bays where different teams can work so that the teams can work collaboratively in that space. They have a nice workstation that's dedicated to them. And it really, again, added more space to an existing facility. This is something I see teams doing a lot in this industry. As sometimes we have the vertical height in our buildings, right? We might not have any more space to go out, but maybe we have tall ceilings that we could cut into, or there's a storage mezzanine type situation. That's what we had at Grunder Landscaping. They just recently, a couple of years ago, finished that out to add more office spaces at our Miamisburg location as well. So I think that's pretty relatable, right? You look around at the space you have and you start thinking, like, is there a better use of this space? Could we maybe get rid of some of the things, clean up some areas, and then that can be a workstation instead of being storage space for stuff that, frankly, we might not even need to be storing anymore. Another thing that Gene and Chris have done that I've seen, because I've been with them and I've actually gone on some of our tours with them at past Grow events, is that they've taken inspiration from the other companies that they've toured. They are members of our ACE Peer Group program, which as part of that program, our members do tour other facilities just about quarterly with their other member group. So they've seen a lot of other facilities. They've also been attending Grow ever since they hosted it 10 years ago. I don't think they've missed a year since. I think they've been attending it 10 years straight. So they've seen a lot of facilities, gotten a lot of great ideas. And as we were walking around, I saw some of those things in play. So I saw one thing in particular. They have career path signage that I know they got that idea from Summit Landscape outside of San Antonio, Texas, which we toured in, that would have been in 2023 as part of the Grow Annual Conference. So they had these signage hanging up in their garage area with career paths, and they featured kind of the career paths, the pay ranges for those career paths, and then featured pictures of team members who had followed that career path, right? So who had made it to that next level. And I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that I saw that the Summit team did, and I really liked it too, because it's showing the opportunities that are available for your team. It's showing that, hey, it's not just talk that we say, hey, if you do a really good job in this, we are always looking to promote to team leaders, and then team leaders get promoted to the next level of operations manager. And then operations managers, maybe you want to go into sales, or maybe you want to go into something different. We have those career path options. I think that can be a really powerful message for your teams and for your crews. And I love that they implemented that and have that hanging in their shop as well, so that their teams can see that in the morning when they're there for the day. One final thing I'll say on their facility. They haven't had to build a new building since they moved into these spaces. They built the buildings, but those are the existing buildings. They have not had to add additional ones on since 2008 when they moved in. But they have the space too if they did need to. They have additional space to grow. And I think it's so smart. If you're in the position where you're looking at a facility, or you're thinking about adding a facility or a branch, et cetera, having space to grow into is always smart. Now, I know that that's a best case scenario. Everybody would like more space. It's about, can we afford it? But I think it was really forward thinking that Gene and Chris looked at this property when they did and bought the amount of property that they did. They're able to dispatch a lot of crews out of there. They're going to be able to add on more buildings if they needed to. They have the space to. And they're not at that point yet, but I think it's smart to think those things through when you're looking at a building. And I know one reason that a lot of people attend Grow is because they are looking at building their own facility, or maybe they want to renovate their facility or move facilities, and they want that inspiration. And I think that this one is going to be a really, really great facility for that inspiration to come from, because they are a large company, but they moved into that facility when they weren't so large. They've made it work for them, and it's not overly fancy. It's nice. It's a nice place to work. It would be a lovely place to work and show up to work every day, but it's not overly fancy. And I think it tells their story well, and also is a great place for their team to kind of to be and to be working. So that's what I've got for you today on this episode of The Grow Show. I hope I gave you some things to work with as you're looking around your own facility. Maybe look for ways that you can make their current property work for you, so you don't have to move and take on that expense. I know what real estate prices look like in most markets across the country right now. So how do we make our own space right now work for us? How can we grow into it? Or if you're in the state where you know you need to move, what are you looking for in that new space? Are you looking for a place that you can grow into so that you're not having to move again in another 10 years? I think those are both important things to think about. And I'm really excited for everybody to come see Gene and Chris and their facility and meet their outstanding team too. February 10th through 12th in Dallas, Texas. That is for Grow 2026, which, by the way, early bird pricing ends at the end of this month. So register by 11:30 p.m. Eastern time on November 1st, and you save $200 per person. And that discount does stack with our bulk discount. So if you are bringing three or more team members, you get 15% off on top of that, $200 off per person. So I'd encourage you to sign up, and I really hope to see you there again, February 10th through 12th in Dallas, Texas. Have a great week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for landscape pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.